You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as our listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today in South Africa is the 22nd of Shawwal, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 2nd of May, 2024. Other areas of the world, the 23rd of Shawwal, 1445. Let's welcome Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazait khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is the areas to visit within Medina Munawwara. Mufti Saab, where do we start?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, last week we mentioned to you the important places within Masjidun Nabawi. So now outside Masjidun Nabawi, so where should we start? We start where Almighty Allah started. We start where Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started. See what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. La taqum fihi abada. Opposite and not far from Masjid Quba, the hypocrites, they built a masjid. The Quran Sharif called it a masjid. And that is Masjid Dirar. And the aim was to propagate kufr and to propagate, you must remember, un-Islamic activities to cause the rank and file of the Muslims to be fragmented with the fariqan bayn al-mu'mineen and all these type of things. So it was during the time of the Battle of Tabuk in the 90 of the Hijrah. And then they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come and read Salat here please. Nabi alayhi salam said, we're leaving now. When we come back, we will consider your request. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came back, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this verse. And if you want the entire incident, go open Surah Tawbah, chapter 9. There are so many issues one can discuss in the Surah Tawbah. Verse number 107 and 108, 109. So, la taqum fihi abada. Then Allah speaks of Masjid Quba. If you go to Masjid Quba, so you will find there on the mihrab, where the niche is, where the imam stands, on top this verse is written, La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa, the masjid whose foundation has been laid on taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness, min awwali yawmin, from the first day. So the first thing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, when he, the Master, alayhi salatu salam, entered Medina Munawwara, bi yadihi ash-sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands, he built the masjid. The first block was put by the Master, alayhi salam, and the second block was placed by who? Thani Athnain. Second block was put by him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. Ahakku an taquma fih. So that is more deserving that you stand there, and that will be your starting point. And then Allah, the hadith in Ibn Majah, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, fihi, fi Quba. So for the Ansar and the helpers and assistants of Medina Munawwara, Allah revealed this verse. It was common in those days, the people who just shoot stone and so forth for istinja, there was a scarcity, paucity of water. But they, the Ansar there, who were based near Quba in that surrounding, in that vicinity, they would use the stone and then they would use the water. So Allah praised them. فِيهِ رِجَالُوِي يُحِبُّونَ أَيَّتَتْوَهَرُ There were those men who love أَيَّتَتْوَهَرُ I told you yesterday or the other day. كَثْرَةُ الْحُرُوفِ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَثْرَةِ الْمَعَانِ the more word, letters there are in the word, the greater the emphasis and the meaning will be. They love to cleanse themselves thoroughly and properly. You see that? And then Allah praised them further. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin. Allah loves those who cleanse themselves, purify themselves thoroughly and properly. Chapter number 9 and verse number 108. So, every Saturday, almost Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go there to Quba, mashiyan wa raqiban, sometime walking and sometime raqiban and sometime mounted on the she camel and so forth. So, whatever means of conveyance was available, convenient, they would travel on that. But any day you can go, but if you go on Saturday, it's better. But any day you go, there's no problem. And you will reap the same reward. So, the hadith is authentic way in Ibn Majah. So in those days, the Sahaba were staying next to Masjid Nabawi, far from there, nearby, wherever. So today we don't have houses there generally, we stay in the hotels. So what you going to do? Man tatwahhara min baytihi. So now today is Thursday. You are in Medina Munawwara, and tomorrow after Jummah you're leaving. So the question of Saturday will not arise, for example. So if you are going to be there Saturday, then you wait. Otherwise, you go Thursday and you go Saturday, no problem. And today from Masjid Nabawi right to there, you must remember to Quba, they made a free pass and all that. Like, you know, you can walk simple. It is. They got buses and all, lot of things. So it's no more difficult to reach there. So the hadith teaches us in Ibn Majah, is authentic hadith. Man tatahara min baytihi, whosoever became park and everything, you took ghusl or wudu from your house, from your hotel. Thumma ata Masjid Quba, then you come to Masjid Quba. Thumma swalla fihi rakatain, then you read two rakats there in Masjid Quba. You can make multiple intention. Tahiyatul Masjid, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajjat, like that. So if it's Salatul Ishraq time, you read Ishraq, and if it is Salatul Duha time, now this time, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 11:30, you read Salatul Duha. Then for that person there, that Iswalla fihi rakatain, kana lahu ka ajri umratin. For him is a reward of an accepted umrah. Subhanallah. So if you read one time, two rakats, one umrah. You read another two rakats, another umrah. You read another two rakats, another umrah. So imagine how great it is. You must remember that. So this masjid has got great, great virtue. The first masjid to be built after Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth. In Makkah, there was no masjid other than Haram Sharif. Remember that. And no other masjid was built by the Master alayhi salam. So Makkah Mukarramah first, then Masjidul Aqsa, then Masjidul Quba, and then from there after a few days, when the Master alayhi salatu salam went to, remember, Medina Munawwara Central, then Masjidun Nabawi was built. So we see that it is in chronological order, Masjidul Haram, Kaaba Musharrafa, Baytullah surrounding, then Masjidul Aqsa, Masjidul Quba, and then Masjidun Nabawi. You see? And everyone was built by a prophet and messenger. So therefore, these masajid have the greatest, greatest virtue. Now, when you finish there, then there are three things you must know. Number one is, when you go past now, you're going back to Medina from there, you will see a masjid that's whitish in color. You understood? So that masjid there is Masjidul Jumu'ah. When the Master, alayhi salatu salam, left Medina, it was a Friday. So you must remember that, and then they read the Jummah Salat and so forth, you must remember that. So, that is according to majority scholars and so forth. So, most of the time it's closed because Salat time they open, but Salat time we want to be in the Masjid Nabawi. So, like that. But at least from outside or there, you understand, you stop there, then outside if you want. You can manage to read two rakats. If you want to, you can read. And then next to that place there, another place to visit will be Hadiqa. So, what is this Hadiqa? That is Hadiqa to Nakhal. The date farms, kajur ke darakht, you understand? So, وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتِ اللَّهَ طَلْءُ النَّضِيدِ رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ. So, this is something fascinating. All this is the barakah, the blessing, the dua of the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم بارك لنا في صائنا وفي مدنا وفي ثمرنا and all that. So all this year, in the instruments they would use in those times to weigh. So for that the Master alayhi salam made dua. For all the fruit in Medina Munawwara, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. So now if you look at it, Makkah Mukarramah, Quran says, Biwadin ghayri zi zar'in. So it is a valley, you understood? No vegetation, no habitation. But it's a magnet for the world from where and where this Ramadan did pass, 30 million plus people went in one place. So if you take average 1 million people per day, so 30 fast, 30 million, and more than 30 million. So imagine the year in Ishtima, we had 30,000 plus. So imagine 30 million people. So that is what happens there. And then Zamzam is there, all that is there. And then you come to Medina Munawwara, the best dates in the world are there. Because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for Medina Munawwara. So what do we see here? So go visit there. And if you have a good guide, he will explain to you that what happens is that this one day tree, it lasts, you must remember, how many years, and every year it will produce 100 kilos, 100 kilos, 100 kilos, that is plus minus, so of dates, you see. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam made so much dua for Medina Munawwara and for the dates. It's fascinating, actually. Then when you go there, then which type of dates you want, then you must go, hey, now you're shopping. So first is Masjidul Jumu'ah, then is your Medina, your Hadiqatul Nakhal, your date farm and all that, and then you go to your shopping. So what is your shopping? A, B, I. So this is the code word. A for Ajwa. So the hadith is mentioned, Man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin. Whosoever has 7 Ajwa dates in the morning, you mean before Fajr, after Fajr, before breakfast, like that. So لم يدره سم ولا سحر. So no magic and jadu and all that witchcraft will affect that person. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect that person. So you have 7. So how many days? It depends how many you got. So you got 70. So 10 days it will last every day. 7, 7, 7. You don't put all 7 one shot, make 7 up. No. One by one nicely like that. You read Bismillah and so forth. And then second one is Barni. The Barni, the hadith in Tabarani is hadith sahih. Fihi dawa'un wala da'afi. There is dawa in it, medication, and no illness, sickness in it. So therefore, that is cheap also. Ajwa, you get different types of ajwa. The greatest ajwa you get, you must remember, is what? Ajwa aliyah. If you open Muslim Sharif, you will find the word ajwa aliyah also. So remember that one, the royal family, they have that. It's very expensive. And you know the people who got the means. So I had a friend, they're still my friend. Every week he sends me who's going to deliver the khutbah and that. Like for example, tomorrow in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Ahmed Huzaifi. Sheikh Ali Abdul Rahman Huzaifi, the old imam, 43, 44 years. So his son, Sheikh Ahmed, is back, he's reinstated. So he will deliver the khutbah in Medina Munawwara. And yeah, so in Makkah, which one we will take? 11:18, South African time is Adhan. So remember that. So tomorrow, 11:18, South African time is Adhan. So from Makkah and that day is 12:18. And then I will be there, inshallah, in 23rd Street. So you must remember, from there we will translate, inshallah, Al-Aziz. So who's going to deliver the khutbah in Makkah Mukarramah? Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi. Faisal bin Jamil Al-Ghazawi. Ghazawi from Gaza. So his forefathers came from Gaza Al-Mubarakah, so Ghazawi. So he's not a very good reader. He's very thin and young person, but I see his knowledge is very good, you understand? Ilmi khutbah he gives. You don't just pick fairy tales in it. So no lullaby khutbah, put the people to sleep. Not like that. It's normally a good, like, ilmi, this thing. Sometimes these people give just lullaby khutbah, you fall asleep, you understood? Because you heard the khutbah how many times and so forth. So anyway, the point I was making is this. So he, that friend, used to bring for me this ajwa aliyah, you understood? So we shouldn't even wait, we just finish everything updated. So you must remember that. So because we just bring so much now, but whatever, so we just, mashallah. So that is how you used to bring it. And then second one is Birni. So A, B, I. All that you will get in the farm. And remember, I is Ismid. So Ismid is what? Surma and Damani for the eyes. But remember, it's not blackish in color. Very seldom you will find black. Normally it's like pinkish, like reddish, and other colors you will find there. But it's the right one. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Alaykum bil Ismid. You must use Ismid for your eyes. And why? فَإِنَّهُ يَجْرُ الْبَصَرُ وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعْرُ. It makes the eyes sharp. You can see properly. And it makes the hair grow also, you see. So sometimes people, you know, like this afternoon, I have to go to by Bilal Panoli, you see. So yeah, the India brothers, three of them. There's three now. So Bilal Bhai is there, Akram Bhai is there, and who's there? Saqib is there, you see. Saqib is a new brother. So he, I must get him married now. I nearly got him married last 2 weeks ago. So but then he told me, no, mangani ho gayi. So he said that he's already fixed up in India. And that they don't like it to get married here. He said, desh mein karwano chahiye. So desh mein India mein karwano. I said, all right. So they're going to get married there and that. So anyway, so these are the three things there. So there are a lot of places to visit, but this one is the most important.
Mufti Saab, and visiting Uhud, did Mufti Saab climb?
So you must remember that climbing is not the criteria. You must remember that. So remember that you must, now if you take this, you must remember this Muslim woman, you understood? So this latest one, now in May, May started, yeah, the May edition. Beautiful, wonderful article on Uhud there. So all of you listeners, you must purchase Muslim Woman, and it's just 25 rand. People, buy one chocolate today, 25 rand. Buy one, two balloons, 25 rand. By that, you will find the Q&A there. You will find the article there on Uhud and so forth. So we wrote the last one was Badr, then Uhud. So the next one will be, inshallah, so on Khandaq, inshallah, for June, you see. So like that, inshallah, Al-Aziz. So we'll start preparing it next week and so forth. So Khandaq, the trench and so. So it must enlighten our people when they go. Don't just go like sheep and this and all that. So there's no climbing really there, but you should know all these things I'm going to mention to you. The hadith is sahih, authentic. You must remember that you open Muslim Sharif, you open Mishkat Sharif, you open Mustad Ahmad all. Jabalu Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Is that mountain that we love it and it loves us. Loves us. Today is very easy. Because one thing, what good they do, we must praise them. The Saudi regime, not now, long time ago, 10, 20 years ago. So before MBS came, the Murtad bin Shaitan, they electrified it, you see. So they put lights everywhere, this, that. So they made it very easy. Daytime you can go visit, nighttime you can go visit, all these things here. Second thing is this, when did this battle take place? In Shawwal, in the third year of the Hijrah. Why it took place? Because they were licking their wounds, as you say, you know. So in the second year of the Hijrah, they were defeated, and now they wanted revenge. So they came, and then they lost initially. And then you must remember that. So after that, Khalid bin Walid saw the Jabal-e-Rumat, the mountain where the archers were. So 50 were appointed there. They thought the battle is finished. They went down. Only 12 stayed behind from the 50. And then he came, and then it turned into a big, big problem for the Sahaba. 70 were Shaheed and Shuhada. And remember, this is an important point. It's got to do with the Aqidah. Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr for all times, all the places, all circumstances, is who? Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the chacha, the uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And remember, this hadith of Sayyidu Shuhada is Sahih hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. And that is our belief. There are many, many Shuhada, but he is the greatest and the leader of all the martyrs. So that is what we must believe. Another two, three important things is you should know that they in Uhud, the mountain, there's a cave there. So that cave we went to go see also. I take groups. And nowadays they're very relaxed. Before they were very strict and all that. So remember that you can go there and see it. And so there the master, alayhi salatu salam, relaxed there. You must remember that. And he went there. Then the tooth Mubarak and the head Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam was injured, but still Nabi alayhi salam made dua for them and so forth. So majority of them, the non-Muslims, embraced Islam, Fatih Makkah and so forth and so on. Khalid bin Walid embraced Islam before Fatih Makkah in the month of Safar in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Fatih Makkah took place in Ramadan in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Like that. So we see that great, great things happened there and Allah Ta'ala made it. So, Battle of Badr, everything they heard, what Nabi alayhi salam has said, and they practice on it. So, Qillatul Adad wal Udad. They had less men and they had less ammunition when they won the battle. Why? Nusrat al-Ghaybi, the unseen help came. In Uhud, you can call it a mistake, you can call it a, you understand, a sin, whatever. So, it's better to say mistake out of respect. So Sahaba made a mistake, you must remember that. They moved from there when they were not supposed to move. But Allah forgave them, so nobody got right to go and castigate, criticize them. وَلَقَدْ أَفَىٰ أَنْكُمْ Allah says, Allah forgave you, definitely. So remember that. So in a case like this, what happens was that there was victory and then it turned into defeat because the Sahaba moved away from there. So we must, this you call fiqhu sirah. How you derive lessons from the life history of the Master alayhi salatu salam and so forth. So like that it was, you must remember. So it's good to go there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go there, make dua for them, for the Shuhadai Uhud and so forth. Another development there is, just next to the mountain range, they have put up a big masjid there, you understood? So before those guys came in the scene, there's MBS, the Murtad and them. So if you want, man, most of the time it's open, so you can go and read two rakat salat there. And so when I used to take the group for ziyarat, we used to go there, Uhud, and we take them in the masjid. We say everybody read two rakat salatul ishraq if it's early time. Otherwise, salatul duha, you understand, if it's 9, 10, 11 o'clock, like, you know. So in that way, they can read salat there. All the amenities, facilities are there also. Very nice, you know, and that. So like that, you can go there, mashallah, and you will see. But now they're modernizing it. They got, you must remember, wallahu alam, but they say they're going to build like a medical university there and us and that. So once they start doing that, you see the aim of MBS is what? Takhribul Islam, to destroy Islam. So what we believe, all these places, till today, there's ruhaniyat there. You understand? That there is spiritual value there and so forth, attachment. See, I'm just digressing for 1 minute. Understood? I don't think you've been to Jordan. You've been to Jordan?
Che.
You went to Mu'tah?
No, it's just, that one day.
Oh, okay. So it means that, okay. So if you go to Jordan, you must go to Mu'tah. So remember, he, Khalid bin Walid, embraced Islam in Safar, in the 8th of the Hijrah. Fatih Makkah took place when? In Ramadan. In between that, just after 2-3 months, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 3 umara, 3 amirs, Zayd bin Harisa, Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Rawaha, and said, you'll go. And when you shaheed, then you must take over. You shaheed, then. So they all knew that they're going, this will be, because Nabi alayhi salam is telling them. Then when all 3 have passed away, make mashura. Understood? So Khalid bin Walid was chosen because he's master strategy, everything. So they were a few thousand, the enemy were 100,000 plus minus. So the odds were 100% stacked in favor of them. But they came back, you must remember, safe and sound. So defeated the enemy, all that with the help of Allah Jalla Wala. On that occasion, when they returned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, for Khalid bin Walid, you are Saifullah. You are the sword of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You see that? So we must remember this background. Now, if you go there and you meet the old people, 80, 90, 100 years old of Jordan, who are living there in Mu'tah, they will tell you that you must remember in the olden days, maybe in the 20s, in 1910 and so forth, 1930. So they could even hear till now, 100 years ago. So remember the horses coming and the noises and all that. There in the Ma'arika, in the Battle of Mu'tah, the athar and the signs of it were still there. that Sheikh told me, I myself, I heard it. You see, when this universities came and modernization came, then everything went away, finished. So all the ruhaniyat goes away. So this is what these shaitans try and do. You understand? So Allah Ta'ala leaves certain signs for us, remnants for us, relics for us, so that we take solace and we know. You take Gaza. If a person can enter Gaza today, 100% is our belief that the perfume, the fragrance of Gaza is spreading the whole world and permeating the American society. What will make these non-Muslims and Jutla students and them jump and go and thus and all? So they're shaking the whole Western world. You must remember these type of things here. You heard today what they said. Today, Lloyd Austin, the Harami, the Minister of Defense and all that, they said that pier which they're putting there, and they're going to bring 1,000 U.S. Army there. So they said there won't be boots on the ground. So they asked him, is this not boots on the ground? He said, no, it's boots on the pier. All nonsense talk. So the person asked him one question. He said, say from Gaza somebody shoots. Then will you retaliate? They say, of course we will retaliate. So it means that you will be shooting there and they'll be shooting there. You understood? So it shows what a defeat it is for Israel, and now they bring in Americans right to the border of Gaza and so forth. So it shows that how desperate they have become. They all will be humiliated, inshallah. Yes, our shuhada will have to give their life, but that is what they prepared to do. Imma an-nasru wa imma al-shahada. Either Allah's help comes and they are victorious, or either we embrace martyrdom and so forth. So that is, once you come to that, then nobody can beat you. So when you go there, you will see and notice the fragrance of the shuhada. It's our belief in these things. But those people will have that who have iman in Islam. I went to Palestine 5 times, I went to Iran once, and I tell people in my lectures, when you look at these Jutlas, these Jews, you look at these Kufar Shias properly, you will see here on their forehead, on their faces, Allah ki la'anat baras rahi. Allah's curse is descending on them. But who will see that? People who got iman. So you must remember that. If you don't have iman, then you look at them, they say they look very nice. So you must remember these kind of things here. Yeah. So these are the two places most important. And maybe next week, we still got other places, so maybe next week we will discuss the Maqbara. You must remember that. There, Baqi. I don't think we did Baqi so still in detail. So the graveyard. On Fridays, that I used to announce, meet me there, and then hundreds of brothers come, and then inside the graveyard, another 100 come, 50 come, 20 come, and then they follow, you see. So these are the three most important places. Said Masjid-e-Quba and Shuhada-i Uhud. It's not Uhud, it's Uhud. And third one will be the Maqbara, what our people call Jannatul Baqi. The word Jannatul Baqi is an Indian term, you must remember that. Nowhere in the Hadith is Jannatul Baqi. The proper name is Baqi'ul Gharqad, you must remember that. Gharqad means the thorny trees and all these things. So Baqi is it. Jannatul Mu'alla. Our people make Ma'ala. Ma'ala means to be mal, you understand? So Makkah is at the slope. So the higher region is called Mu'alla. And where your Hilton and where your Zamzam and all that is Misfala. The lower part. You mustn't use the term Jannatul Mu'alla and Jannatul Baqi and that. There's nowhere mentioned that. That is our India Park terminology, you must remember. So that they say if a person is buried there, so finish, he'll enter Jannah. But a lot of other people are buried there. You go Madinah Munawwara, who's buried there? Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, is buried there. Quran says, Innal Munafiqeen fi darkil asfali minan nar. That he is, Abu Jahal is buried there. So you must remember that in Badr it is. And you must remember that you take Makkah, who's buried there? Abu Talib is buried there. So if you take Makkah, you take Badr, you take Medina, Kuffar, the biggest Kuffar are buried there. For each one is 100% Ibaratunnas, divine text, prophetic text, they're being punished and they dispatched to Jahannam. So how we can come to that conclusion and say everybody buried there is Jannati is wrong there. So rather just use the term as mentioned in the hadith and that, so that is the safest option. And so the point I want to make, when you go and you have time, so you must go to these three places. There are another four or five places. Inshallah, I'll explain to you after the break where one should go if you have the time, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan. We'll meet our listeners after the break.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, we continue with this discussion on which places to visit in Medina Munawwara. Mufti Sahib, the next place that we should be visiting.
Remember that Quran Sharif speaks about Tahweel Qibla. Tahweel Qibla means when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came there to Medina Munawwara, then for 16, 17 months they faced Masjidul Aqsa. And that we all believe in, our Qibla Ula, first Qibla is Aqsa, therefore Palestine is so important and significant to us. And then the ayat was revealed, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَتْرَةُ الْشَتْرَ الْمَجْرِ الْحَرَامِ فَوَلُّوا هُجُوَكُمْ شَتْرًا You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn your face Mubarak, countenance Mubarak towards the Baytullah, meaning your jasad-e athar, and you Sahaba also turn. So therefore that masjid is called Masjid Qiblatain. So when we went first time, 74, 75, now people are simple. So they had two mihrabs, one facing Masjidul Aqsa, and one mihrab facing, mihrab is a niche, so that semicircle. So they're facing Baytullah. So some people start reading this way, some reading this way. So they closed it now, and if you look properly, the woman can't see it, the men can see. You must remember that the direction facing Aqsa, so you must remember Qibla in Medina Munawwara is Junub, southern direction. So the northern direction will be facing Aqsa. You got it? So there on top they put their musalla on top, you know, fixed musalla, to show people this was the direction initially of Aqsa. So Masjid Qiblatain. So some ulama wrote this ayat got revealed there and so forth. Some ulama say no, it was revealed in Medina proper, and then the news came there, and therefore in Salat they moved. Anyways, academic discussion and so forth. So that is what we should know and so forth. So remember that is, you know, called Masjid Qiblatain. So that's also good to go, because if you open the beginning of the second juz, the second supara, Sayakulu Sufaha, so there the whole page speaks of this here. The masla is called Mas'ala of Tahweelul Qibla. So that is changing of the Qibla towards the Baytullah. So one question arises, why did Allah Ta'ala let this happen? So to elevate the rank of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how you are the only personality to go for Isra and Mi'raj. So Isra, Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from there to the seven heavens and beyond, Mi'raj. So similarly, that you will be the only personality from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam right till the last baby child to be born, that Sahibul Qiblatain. No Nabi faced two Qiblas. So only he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so faced two Qiblas, that is Masjid al-Aqsa and Masjid al-Kaaba, the Baytullah, Masjid al-Haram. So that is what we should know. That is the wisdom of it. And for the Ummah, you must remember, it was a test. Who will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mimmay yanqalibu ala aqibih? And who will turn on the heels and say, hey, it's not right, all this, Allah forbid. So for the Ummah, it became a trial and a test. And for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it became some means of raf'ud darajat, to elevate the Master alayhi salatu salam's rank and status and so forth and so on. So it's very important, significant, we should try and go there. Another place to go, very interesting, when we used to go initially, it was much more interesting than now. So you see, I told you, the Khattatul Quran Kareem, I think I told you several times, the greatest calligrapher of the noble Quran, Sheikh Usman Taha. So you must remember his name is Usman Hussein Taha. You understood? So his father's name is Hussein. His grandfather's name was Taha. You understood? If you just see the Quran, you will see the one in the Haram Sharif that is written there. I think I showed it to you once. وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ وَالْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. So every Quran there, his name is there. So he wrote the Quran Sharif 10 times basically. You understand? Even now, maybe more also. But when I went that time, he told me 7 and afterwards he wrote. So anyway, the point I want to make, to write one Quran takes him 3 years. And you're not allowed to make a mistake. And he's over 80 years old. So imagine now, today in the world, who can do that? Me and you young people can't do that. Our hands will shake, you must remember. Allah gave him the karamat, his hand don't shake. Understood? So that is firm, he writes. So just to write Abdul Qadir bin Ismail Hussein, Abdul Qadir Hussein took him 10-15 minutes. So you must remember so how meticulous, particular he is. So cut long story short, you must remember. So then I asked him this question. I say, why you don't teach your ahfad and all of them, your grandchildren? He say, these grandchildren, they tell me, Dada, you're wasting time. You understood? He say, you don't need all this. Today you must just put on computer and whatever you want. You want thuluth, you want nasakh, you want that mustalah, whatever you want style of writing, so everything will come automatically. You know that how it is. So you want a computer. So he say, what we have to learn all this? Everything is paki paka, is ready made for us. You understand? So this is what they told him. They told him, Dada, you're wasting your time. So children, you know, today no qadr and all that. They don't appreciate. So then he decided, let me give this to Mujamma Malik Fahad. So the King Fahad, Quranic complex, you understand? It's the biggest complex for printing Quran in the world. Magnificent it is, something to see. But in the olden days when we used to go and see in the 80s, 90s, it was very nice. They used to take us inside and show us. Now they hardly take you inside, you understood? They just show you one room and finish it. They take you right inside, they show you everything, this. Now they just put one video on and say, yes, everything, see. So you must remember how everything is done and all. They don't sometimes show you. And that many people go also. So, and they give you one Quran sometimes. So I went there several times. So sometimes you get a good sheikh there. So I want to tell you this. So, you know me, I love books, you know. Yesterday also I collected, mashallah, excellent books there. Bazaar, you see. So anyway, you must remember that. So they got wonderful books there. So that time was that they had CDs, you know, the CD. So one day we were at a conference, you know. So I know the person, but I won't take his name. It's not right. So that one person asked him, the main sheikh, they say, how come you don't have today's collection here? You got all this one. He got so upset. He said, you're going Makkah for me. Then he said, you must go ask him. What are you asking me at this time of this? Must be they got some politics or whatever. So anyway, must be now they got it, but those days they didn't have it. So anyway, now, so then I was alone that time there. No conference. And I just went or something. So then I saw he's got this different collection. So I told him, you know, Sheikh, very interesting. So he asked me what you do. I was with CII. So he told me that, he even told me he visited there. I can't remember that he came there and all that. But we should get a lot of visitors. So he said, no, I know, I visited you. Then he took out the entire Quran Sharif, Ala Riwayati Hafs, Ala Riwayati Warsh, Ala Riwayati Qalun. You understand? The different Qirat. You know? Now what we know about Qirat and all these kind of things. But I was just too happy to receive it, you know. So he gave me the Qalun one. So then I just gave it, you must remember, to my one connection. I know he loves Qirat and all these type of things. I said, you must learn this also. So like that it is. So it's magnificent, the khidmat they're doing. There's no doubt about that. And then another section they got there is like the books on the Seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So that also they got, you know, in Arabic, they got some in English and so forth and so on. See, I just tell you one thing, one nice point. We can disagree, but truth has to be spoken, you know. You see, the same Mujamma Malik Fahad stood. So now they started translating the Quran in this language. So it's over 50, 60 languages. So when they wanted the Urdu one to translate, now, you know, in Urdu there are 100 translations. So they consulted Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi, because it was a big sheikh, passed away in 99. We were there for his janaza in Makkah. He passed away in India. So anyway, cut long story short, you must remember, so he told them, you must take the tafsir, the Quran translation of Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahimu, known as Tafsir Usmani. So they did that. I might be having a copy there also in the library somewhere. So if I didn't give it away. So anyway, so they did that for years. Then the Salafis, they objected. They said, this is not right, this is not right. So now they got their translation, Salafi one. So now in the morning, when I come down, 10 past 5, so Junaid Mota is there, I'm here, Maw Salim Karim is there, Lady Smith. And then first thing I do tafsir a little bit, you know. And then I give them the news, views, interviews. You get that paper. And then we open the lines. You know. So mashallah, 45, 46 minutes, you understand? Very nice. So sometimes it goes to 50 also. Just say 45 minutes every day, Monday to Saturday. So that, so when I read Quran here in Sufi Masjid, you know I said the Asr to Maghrib. So there's two Qurans they got there. They don't even aware of it, you understand? Awam na what they know. So that Quran they got there is a Urdu translation. But it's written by the Salafis. But two or three things we must give them due. Now, excellent it is. That when they quote a hadith, then they give the Arabic text normally and they give the reference also. Now in our tafsir, normally you won't find that. You understand? Half the time they'll write hadith sharif mein aya, or if they give the hadith with reference, they don't put the Arabic text. Understood? So that's very good one thing. So what is good we have to speak? Don't mean now we agree with them, but what is right is right. And then the English translation they got there, you understand, is also theirs from there. You understood? So one word in Urdu, you will hear our ustads who speak Urdu, they say, kapshap marte rehte ho. You see? So I heard the ayat the other day, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. So now, laghwun, good translation, will be gupshup. You understood? You must turn away. But in English, so in that translation, they had one word there, tattle. You understood? Tattle. So I used the word the next day. I say, you must stay away from tattle. I said, Urdu means gupshup. So if you don't understand tattle, futile talk, you see? So what I'm saying, that their translations are very good, most of it. Yeah, there are a few places we don't agree, but on the whole is very good, interesting. I like that Urdu one, very nice. So you must remember, every day I check it when I'm there, you understood? I take out 5-10 minutes and I read it and all that. So that is, you learn some nice Urdu words also. So that's a place also nice to visit. Then another place which to visit is, the people used to get fascinated, you know. So outside Medina Munawwara, you go about half an hour. I got one brother there, Pakistani. So this is not part of the agents. Agents only take you to where? 3-4 places. They take you to Quba, they'll take you to the date farm, they'll take you to Qiblatain, they will take you there, you must remember, Uhud, and they'll take you to Khandaq. So I must speak about Khandaq also. And then finish. They don't take you to other places. So I used to say, leave them, man. Leave the agents. Now we make our own bus. So you know, we get the by Ajmal. Ajmal Pakistani. So he was very happy. We're making money, you see. So he'll tell me he wants so many thousand for the bus. Now we pack the bus up, 50 passengers. So everybody pays. Save is 5,000. So everybody pays. But it can't be 5,000. We never charge 50 riyals or 100 riyals. We charge 30 riyals, 20 riyals, like that. You understood? So like that it is. We always bargain with him. No money making for me or something. Whatever that we just... So then we give it to him. You understand? Then he take us and all. So anyway, so we tell them that you must go to Wadi e Jinn. So I tell them you must come with huzu, all of you all. Because a lot of jinnats there. And the woman, they get very frightened. You see, for real, we're going to see 100% you're going to see jinnats. Some of them, they get frightened, they don't want to come. I say, no, you all must come. And this. So there's no jinn, you see. There, the people just made it up. But it's very, but I believe they closed it now. You understand? They say people's akidah, you know, they saw this. So maybe they opened it up. One thing happened with this MBS. A lot of places that were closed opened up. You understood? So that. So unintended consequences. So that. So anyway, so if you go with a bus, normally you go to bus, even a car. So we take bottle of water to show them. So common sense is this. Although common sense no more common. So if you're going a decline, so you're going downhill. So you don't have to put your gear first gear, second gear. So I should tell the driver, you move, I'll drive the bus. You understand? So you sit there like a big shot. So then you put in neutral. You understood? And this thing, then the bus, instead of going down ladders, it's going reverse, it's going backwards. You see? So they say, what's happening? I say, you see, this is a jinnat. They're pushing the one backwards and all. I say, what? I said, yeah. So why? He say, you mustn't come here. You must go back to Medina Munawwara. We also add masala and all that, you see, and make it more interesting. So people get fascinated. If you go to Taif also, the one taxi driver, he showed me this. He stopped the car. So he said, see, this road is going down. But see, I'll stop it here. Then the car will go backwards. You understood? If you took the old road to Durban, now 90% they just hit highway, they hit Valiers, and then you carry on all that, you understand? Ladysmith and Aerosmith, whatever. If you took the old way, that, you know, you pass Colenso and you pass, I don't know if you saw all these places. There, around Colenso, Escort, all that, even there is one place like this. So there's something magnetic business, you understand? We don't understand it. That we decline with the car. So we take water, and the water don't go roll down, it rolls backwards. You understood? So the people get fascinated. So say, Wadi Ajin. Then on the way back, we stop one more place. We tell everybody is sunnat. You must drink that, hey, laban. Labanul ibil. So the milk of the she camel, you see. So now all this is run by the Sudani guys, you see. You don't know when last they changed their kurta, and they also characters, you know. That kurta is dirty, and that place also. But anyway, we just take them. And our people are fussy, you know. They say, no, I must rinse that glass 3 times. And I say, I rinse it, but have it, you understood? So then everybody, they give. You pay, so 5 riyal, 2 riyal, whatever. Money making for them. But I tell the people, go down and see how they milk it, you understand? Something beautiful to see. So some of our guys, they know. So one guy, this is just now lighter side, you see. They know we have to tell you a story. So one guy, I took them there. So now we've all drank, right? Whoever, 90%. You get some guys don't want to drink. But we encourage them to drink. So one guy, when we finished that, so he came. He tell me, Mufti Saab, I want to make one announcement. I say, I'm awake. So I thought must be to say something, you know, that maybe about we must leave early or something like that. So he said, my brothers, Raki didn't say sisters also. He said, you see, my brothers, that we all drank this camel milk now. You must remember this camel milk, it makes you very hot also, you see. So you must remember, so you wives, you better get ready for your husbands when they come by you and all this. Because this camel milk, it works wonders and all this. So I told the guys, then you guys have to drink more, like, you see. So this type of thing. So didn't we enjoy the joke he made, like, you understand? So this, you see, no, it's the truth and all that. I said, yeah, all right. So I think he drank 1-2 extra glasses also. So anyway, so I remember the guy's name also. But now we must go to Khandaq, you see. So there's Ikhtilaf, Battle of Badr, 2nd year. Battle of Uhud, 3rd year. When did Khandaq take place? Imam Bukhari says it took place in the 4th year. Majority scholars, they say in the 5th year. Understood? So there's a little bit of Ikhtilaf there. So remember these things here. Yeah? So that's academic discussion. So when it took place, you must remember 4th year, 5th year, whatever the case might be. So there the coalition came. They said, now we must wipe out these Muslims. Allah forbid. So Allah Ta'ala saved them there. So Salman Farsi said, we must dig the trench and that. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sharifa, he was also helping. And then there 3-4 incidents took place which must know. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Nabi alayhi salam during that battle said, Nahnu naghzuhum wala yaghzunana. From now we will wage offensive wars. We won't wait for them to attack us. We will attack first. You see? 1. 2, on that battle, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much poverty that he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his stomach Mubarak fastened 2 of that, you understand, like stones, like you see. Sahaba also fastened but 1, because is why, liqillatil jew, you understand, to reduce the level of hunger. Even now in Gaza, some people are doing that. You must remember that. So they're making Ihya us-Sunnah, reviving the Sunnah. You see how things are. So all this took place also there. So then on a Wednesday, Imam Bukhari mentions in Al-Adabul Mufrad, He Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, and then the winds came and dust and all that. They all took flight and ran away then. You see? So no real combat and fighting and all that. So Sab'a Masajid. Khandak is called Sab'a. There were seven masjid. The Saudis demolished most of them. And they built one big masjid. They called Masjidul Khandak. But where the master, alayhi salatu salam, was based in that, the Ottoman Empire did all that, you know. So they went to Bukhari Sharif. They did this. They saw everything. And then they built all the places. You know. The Ottomans did creating. The Saudis masters in demolishing. You understand? Shaitans. So therefore, Allah gave them so much power, so much izzat and all that. Saudis, what is their legacy? That whatever little bit good they did, they destroyed 90% of it. You understand? So like that it is. So they will be remembered for that, for mukharribul Islam, for destroying Islam. So you must remember that. So these are the important places. Then graveyard that we'll do next week, inshallah. You must remind me, we'll discuss the graveyard. Allah accept, abundant durood sharif, salawat, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.